UK Talk Radio. Let's take a trip up to Ashington in Northumberland now to join Frank on the line. We're going to be talking about quite a few things, but especially music, and also Bobby Charlton is the big subject of this particular discussion. Welcome to UK Talk Radio, Frank. I'm glad to have you on the phone.
Good to talk to you, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
Yes, looking forward to hearing 15 or 20 minutes of your Northumberland accent.
Thank you.
Now, Frank, Bobby Charlton was somebody that was, you know, really, really central to your childhood. You grew up very near to where he was from, didn't you?
That's correct. I was born within two miles of where Bobby and Jack Charlton were born, the town of Ashington in Northumberland. When I played junior school football in the early 1960s, Bobby Charlton was my main hero, and he still is a big hero of mine today. And when Jack Charlton passed away last year, I decided to write the Bobby and Jackie tribute single, which is now on release and available.
Yes, I was listening to the Bobby and Jackie single, and it's in a very... it's in a sort of American... country style, isn't it?
Yes, well, I write songs and fit them into the type of genre which I think they are best suited. I record a lot of my songs in Nashville, and I thought that Bobby and Jackie would be suited to that sort of treatment. So I recorded in Nashville because I thought it would be best suited to the production and vocals I could get from across there.
Right, so it goes without saying that you particularly love the music from that part of the world then, for example, country and other American genres.
Yes, I love all sorts of music, really, different types, different genres, but I've got a strong liking for American contemporary country music.
Yeah, I know somebody else.
Country music, really.
Yes, I know a couple actually in my hometown that are absolutely, they live and breathe it, they're crazy about it, you know, obviously Dolly Parton and, you know, Tammy Wynette and
yeah.
Oh, Linda Ronstadt and many others, they live and breathe it. But the interesting thing is what I found fascinating, Frank, about your Bobby and Jackie song was that you have redone that song in various musical genres, so the same song but in totally different musical styles for each one.
That's correct. I've got an album which will be coming out in the near future featuring the same song but in different genres. The version you've got at the minute is obviously the country rock version, but I've got an orchestral version, a jazz piano version, an Ibiza-type version, different versions, really. I just thought I'd experiment with it and see how it came out, and it's come out quite well, but that's for the future.
That's really interesting. That's very... because that's not often done. I know sometimes, occasionally, you know, people will do a song in a couple of different genres, but you've done it in so many different... diverse genres there, and I just think that's... I think that's a great idea, very original, Frank.
Yeah, I've even done a heavy rock version as well. a lot depends upon the producers and musicians you work with. A lot is down to their input, you know.
Yeah. Now, we wanted to mention the subject, digressing a bit, but there is a link. You're looking to help a dementia charity, aren't you, through one of your singles. Now, and we haven't mentioned the other single yet. Now, which single is it that you're looking to raise some funds for Dimension UK from?
Well, the Bobby and Jackie single was written as a tribute to both Bobby and Jackie. Bobby is still alive but has dementia. And, of course, Jack Charlton died from dementia last year. So, really, anything raised would go towards Dementia UK.
Yes, yes.
Anything struck from that track would go towards Dementia UK.
Yeah, it's very, very common, isn't it? I've got personal experience of it, well, actually with a few people, family and friends.
Yes, well, dementia is probably the biggest killer in the UK now, and obviously it's a dreadful disease, and we still haven't got fully to grips with it, but hopefully through time, things will improve dramatically.
Now, Frank, let's talk about the other song, very light-hearted song with a really good video, which I've just watched and listened to, and some of the lyrics are quite good as well, quite original and humorous. And the song is called Suntanned Bikini Girls, Frank.
Suntanned Bikini Girls, yes, that's a phrase that I came up with last year while walking around somewhere. It just came into my head, you know, the phrase came into my head. And it's really just a tongue-in-cheek, happy-go-lucky summer song. From my point of view, anyway. Other people might view it differently, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I view it.
Yeah. And one of the lyrics was, we'll save our souls for a rainy day.
Yeah. As profound as you want it to be or not want it to be.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I liked. It sounds, it's light and, you know, positive and, you know, very, very light, actually. But then you got a little bit of... Yeah, as you say, if you want it to be a bit more meaningful, then it can be. Depends what you mean by meaningful, doesn't it, Frank? Everything's relative.
Yes, thanks for that, Jonathan. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Frank, you say you've been producing or dabbling in music production and writing songs.
Jonathan. It's mainly the right knife do it. I use a variety of producers depending upon the style I want the song to be done in.
Yes.
So I mainly do the writing and I pay producers to put their input into finishing the song.
Yeah. Now, before we go any further, where can the listeners look you up? Where can they buy your music, listen to your music? What links can we give to the listeners now, Frank?
Spotify or Amazon or iTunes and just type in Mountain Rio. There will be links there, or I've got videos on YouTube. For instance, the Bobby and Jackie single, if listeners typed in Bobby and Jackie, the single on YouTube, the video would come up there. Any digital download service, you'll find my music on there, the Mountain Rio music on there, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify.
Excellent. And what else, how else would you summarise your life? What else have you been up to? Have you had other jobs and careers as well?
Oh, yes. Well, I started writing songs in 1966 at the age of 16, but I spent 42 years on the railway. I retired in 2015 after 42 years on the railway. I had 12 months off in retirement. Now I'm back at work as a concierge stroke support worker for a big social house and air company in the country.
Right. Well, I love it.
It keeps me busy and it provides me with funds to record the music, because recording music is quite an expensive business. So
very expensive.
That's one way of subsidising it.
Very expensive, yeah. And I do love railways. We've got another thing in common, though. I love railways. I love modern railways, old railways. Vintage ones, modern ones. Yeah. The whole experience of travelling by train. You know, even if I had three luxury cars parked in my drive, I'd still choose to make certain journeys by train, because I just love the experience of it. You know.
And there's some lovely countryside out there and urban scenes as well.
It is. I love railway stations and everything. Yeah,
I'm the same. I think we undervalue the old Victorian railways and bridges and viaducts, you know, to a large
extent.
We take it for granted, but there was some magical engineering performed in the Victorian times.
Yeah, and one big thing I do notice is most European countries. I mean, this is a bit of an obscure thing to come out with, but in most European countries, the railway platforms are very, very low, aren't they? You can walk onto the line.
Yes, they are.
And yet in this country, ours are really, really high, almost like 6 foot high, aren't they? And you'd have to jump to get down onto the lines. That's a major difference between us and Europe, isn't it?
I think from a health and safety point of view, the platforms in our country are far better than most, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if any other countries do it like us, but most of them seem to have the...
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but...
No, they seem to have those low platforms, don't they?
Yeah.
And you have to climb up into the train. You have to climb up the stairs to get into the train, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the music, because that's the main focus of our chat, Frank. The name of your group, just to remind the listeners, is Mountain Rio. Great name there.
Yep.
And a lot of your songs you've taken the trouble to produce and record in various very, very diverse differing genres. The main ones that we've talked about today are Suntan Bikini Girls and Bobby and Jackie. Obviously, that's all about Bobby Charlton, who was someone very much part of your childhood.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right, okay, great, Frank. So now, let's listen to Bobby and Jackie. So this is Bobby and Jackie by Mountain Rio. Thank you very much for joining us on UK Talk Radio, Frank. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan. Lovely to speak to you.
And you, Frank. All the best.
Bye.